Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, one of the things that people have been saying to me since the terrible murder of Charlie Kirk and the apprehension of Tyler Robinson, you all know about him, as the potential killer, is that, my models have been proved correct. The spiteful mutant model has been proved correct. Now, that is true, I think, in relation to the leftist reaction. The leftist reaction has really highlighted to, as it were, normies or semi-normies, just how spiteful the left are, just how unpleasant the left are, in general, and has left, therefore, the spiteful mutant model, the idea that the left are an expression of high mutational load, and thus an expression of everything we used to select against, i.e. an expression of basically psychopathy, narcissism, just being very, very antisocial and very, very nasty and extraordinarily mentally unstable, everything that was selected out under harsh conditions. And people have been kind of more open to that. They've been telling me that. The other thing, of course, that I've written about in my book, How to Judge People by What They Look Like, is physiognomy, is the extent to which you can judge a person's character from their appearance, or a person's psychology from their appearance. And there is an extent to which this makes a great deal of sense. The brain is 84% of the genome, so if the brain is high in mutational load, then the body surely will be, and you may be able to detect in individuals external manifestations, as it were, of internal states. Unfortunately, as happens when there is a bit of a furore, and there is an understandable furore, obviously, about the terrible thing that has happened. I think that the assassination of Charlie Kirk is probably a turning point. It's so symbolic of everything that we've unconsciously until now perhaps realised about the left, that they are just such nasty, unpleasant, mutated, horrible people. Unfortunately, people tend to take it a bit far. And they are taking it a bit far with regard to Tyler Robinson. I mean, there is nothing about that face that is particularly abnormal. I was interviewed about this on the Lotus Eaters. As far as I can see, that face evidences to the extent that, and you've got to remember that the effect sizes here are quite small. So when you're talking about an individual and trying to do a physiognomy judgment on them, it has to be understood these effect sizes are quite small and they exist across large samples. So for something to be true of an individual, for you to be able to judge an individual's psychology by what they look like, then you have to have a lot of things coming together at the same time to be able to realistically make an assertion. As far as I can see, there is nothing particularly unusual about the physiognomy of this man, about the physiognomy of Tyler Robinson. He has a relatively masculinized face. This is very clear. As far as I can see, his chin is quite masculinized, his jawline is quite masculinized. That says to me a relatively high testosterone face. However, a person's intelligence, again, very small effect sizes, is often reflected in them having a long, narrow face. So long, narrow face seems to be intelligence, wide face seems to be testosterone, and also low intelligence. A wide face and small eyes and a small nose, low intelligence. So to the limited extent to which this allows you to say anything, it seems to me he has a reasonably high intelligence face. He has reasonably large lips. This can be interpreted either as a sign of feminization, women have larger lips, or simply actually as a sign of good genes, that you can grow a secondary sexual characteristic to a reasonable size. If you've got thin lips, particularly if you're a woman, then this perhaps is a sign of high mutational load because you haven't been able to grow a secondary sexual characteristic to a reasonable and attractive size. So that face just says to me reasonably high testosterone and reasonably intelligent. Maybe the ears stick out very slightly, do they? But to no really significant degree. It's not like they stick out, which implies that the muscles behind the ears have collapsed. The neck is also evidences of a reasonably muscular man. There's nothing major in it. The things that have been highlighted, for example, I found a tweet by Arthur Kwon Lee, physiognomy check, Tyler Robinson. Negative cantal tilt, that is to say that the eyes kind of go down like that. And this is considered less attractive often than the eyes going up. Well, maybe, but not really. I don't think it's a major thing. It certainly doesn't tell you anything. It certainly wouldn't imply high mutational load or anything like that. He says droopy cheeks. I don't think that's correct. I don't say that. That doesn't look like the case to me. I don't think that's even true. Infantile wimp skull. What does that even mean? And the implication is it's to do with a rounded jawline. That is not a rounded jawline. That is just a normal, a relatively normal jawline. If you're going to do a physiognomy check, then the person that assassinated Donald Trump, or sorry, assassinated, the person that attempted to assassinate Donald Trump, then yes, then you can see that's a weird physiognomy. That's high mutational load. That's peculiar. I don't think that's the case here. And then he circles the shape of his head and notes that it sticks out a bit at the back. Again, this is just within the normal range. There is variation within the population. It's perhaps slightly unusual to have a head that shape, but it's not majorly unusual. And someone also noticed the nature of his forehead, that it slopes back, and argues that this implies poor impulse control because you're lacking the higher faculties that are here. But again, probably not. That's just normal variation within the population on certain traits. And that kind of variation is going to happen because of things like founder effect or genetic drift or whatever. It doesn't necessarily say anything about the person. So with the person that attempted to assassinate Donald Trump, I would say, yes, that very conspicuously is an unusual and probably a high mutational load physiognomy. But with this person, it isn't. And we shouldn't be necessarily even surprised by that, because you are going to get people who are woke because they are high in mutational load, but you're also going to get people who are woke, just who are left-wing or oriented towards being left-wing for other reasons that are not particularly strongly reflected in the physiognomy. So just for various environmental reasons, not for genetic reasons, due to things that have happened to them. And that seems to me to be more likely what's going on with this guy. There may be some underlying mental instability, some underlying neuroticism, but the extent to which this is going to be reflected in the face is going to be very, very limited. It will be clear in some cases, perhaps, but not necessarily in all. That's the thing we have to understand about some of these things like physiognomy or whatever. The effect sizes are small, and so you have to be very careful simply making assertions when the effect sizes are small. You have to be careful making assertions on the individual level.
Are you ready for the future of the West?